Turt Card in a red shirt and white necktie on the phone. Billy Pretty on the other line. Drumming rain, the bay stippled. The gas heater howled in the corner. Coyle looked at Nutbeam. Is a guy named Dennis Buggett related to Jack? A carpenter? The aunt's talking to him about fixing up the old house. We can't stay in that damn motel much longer, and there's nothing for rent in Killickclaw. I don't know what we're going to do. I'll move back to the States before I buy a boat. Nutbeam dragged his jaw down, raised both hands in mock horror. Don't like boats. Can be rather amusing, you know. Practical for a place that's all coast and cove and little road. That's how I ended up here, you know. Coyle's notebook propped on his tea mug, a half-finished paragraph on a truck accident in the manual typewriter. Everyone else had a computer. You'll get one when I give you one, Jack Buggett had said, but not meanly. Dennis is Jack's youngest son, said Turt Card, who heard everything, leaning toward them, his foul breath spouting across the room. He don't get along with the old man. Used to be the apple of the old man's eye, especially after they lost poor Jessen. But not now. You never know, Jack might take it wrong if Dennis works for you. Then again, he might not. The phone trilled like a toy whistle. That's him now, said Card, who always knew, and picked it up. Gammy Bird? Yep. Okay. Gotcha, Skipper. Hung up, swiveled his chair, looked at the marred sea, laughed. Billy! What do you think? He's up at the house with double earache. Says you won't see me until tomorrow or next day.
Earache is good, said Nutbeam. We haven't had that one yet.